Hello, everyone, and welcome to Fit Chicks Chat, the podcast dedicated to fitness, nutrition, and wellness tips. Right now, we are in our summer fast track program. That is right. If you are ready to get certified, there is no more waiting. You don't have to wait for any fall cohorts to begin. You could actually spend this entire summer getting certified as quickly as you would like through our summer fast track program. Both our fitness and nutrition expert certification, as well as our holistic nutrition health coaching certification, are open for enrollment right now. Please visit www.fitchicksacademy.com for more details on both of the summer fast track programs and all of the incredible bonuses included in enrollment today. We look forward to welcoming you to the Academy. We look forward to helping you get certified before the end of summer so that you can launch your dream business this fall. Check it out again at fitchicksacademy.com, and we will see you soon. Now on to today's episode. So today what I want to talk to you about is our secrets to becoming a confident coach at any age or any stage and how to build a sold-out coaching business. Sound good? Is everyone so hyped for this final day? I'm so excited. Honestly, like I said, I've always been behind the scenes for this past week, and I'm just really excited to be able to share this information with you. So, you know, I guess my question for all of you, and I want you to put in the chat right now, like, have you ever dreamed of becoming a coach? And I think that a lot of you have. That's why you're here, because you want to become a certified coach, but you feel like there's obstacles in your way. You feel like maybe, you know, your goal, your dream is to be able to help other people, to be able to do something you love, to be able to make impact in this world, to have your passion while you can actually make an income doing this thing that you love, right? That was 100% what Laura and I feel. And we are so grateful for every single day and for all of our coaches and grads in our fitness and nutrition expert certification, because when we look at these people in the academy, and when we look at even our own lives, it's like, we get to do something every single day that we are so excited about, that we are so passionate about, and that we know is making massive impact in this world, whether it be one person or 1,000 people or 10,000 people. Every single person matters, right? And being able to do that is so exciting. And so comment below and let me know, have you ever dreamed of becoming a coach? And what is the thing that has maybe held you back? Maybe it's the thought that, like, maybe I'm too old. Maybe I'm not fit enough. Maybe it's too late in my life. Like, maybe I'm already on this career path and I've been working in this job for 25 years. And then I just feel like, why change something now? Why change something that maybe isn't broken, but it just doesn't feel like it's really leading you to the path that you want? You know, I share this because I know that the feedback that we get from our students coming into the academy is that's usually the thing that they're thinking, the thought that is keeping them up at night, that's thinking like, I really want to do this, but, and I know Laura was diving into mindset yesterday, and I'm going to talk a little bit about it today as well. But I definitely want you to know that if you're having those thoughts or those fears or those things coming up for you, it's not your fault. It's not your fault to believe that it's too late, or I'm not fit enough, or I'm too old, and everyone only wants to hire a trainer from Instagram and all of these. It's not your fault that you maybe have those thoughts or those fears, because the way that media and social media is set up today is that it's set up and it's been telling us this for years and years and years that, you know, in order to be able to be successful, we have to train a certain way. We have to look a certain way. We have to act a certain way. We have to eat a certain way. Every single thing has to be this cookie cutter approach. And at Fit Chicks Academy, we're here to disrupt all of that and say that's absolutely not true. We are proof, and all of our academy students are proof, that every single person, whoever you are, if you are passionate about helping others along their journey towards health and fitness and wellness, then you can be successful, because every single person has your own voice. You have your own message, and people need to hear your message, right? So when we believe that, it's like, it's just a thought that's been conditioned in our brain for so long that we just kind of have grown accustomed to it, and we choose to sort of go with that thought. But what if we change that thought? What if we alter that thought, right? And again, it's like when you Google personal trainer, it's so interesting, because when you Google it, this is what comes up. this is like this, this is actually like Google personal trainer. This is what's going to come up. It's this step and repeat, same image over and over and over again of just someone in a gym setting, smiling with a client, or maybe the guy with the megaphone yelling, but it's always the same image repeated over and over and over again. And so of course we're going to be conditioned to believe that. Of course we're going to think that it's too late, or I'm too old, or I'm not fit enough, or who's going to take me seriously, or maybe this isn't for me. Maybe it's not my path, right? Of course, we're going to believe that if that's all we ever see online, or if that's what we believe to be in person as well. You know, and Sarah, I know that Laura shared a little bit about Sarah's story, but Sarah Taylor is someone who believed that too in the beginning. And her and I had this amazing conversation because one of the things at FitChicks Academy that we believe so strongly is that this industry needs more diversity. We need more ages, races, sizes, abilities, showing up and inspiring, because who inspires me is different than who inspires you, than who inspires my mom, than who inspires my sister, than who inspires Laura, right? And so when we know that, it's like, we have to show up for people. It's our responsibility. If we are passionate about health and fitness, it is our responsibility to show up and help others, right? Show them a different pathway. Show them that it's not a cookie cutter approach, that it is not meant to be just one way only. And that's what Sarah Taylor did. She came to me and she said, I'm Miss Plus Size Canada. I'm a plus size model, and I want to disrupt this industry. And I want to be able to share a different message with this industry that says, you know, health and fitness is for everybody. And so within 1 week after graduating from our academy, she actually opened up her very first fitness studio as a plus size fitness studio. And then within 8 months, she had her second studio open. She now operates 100% online. She had over 140 students enroll with her. She has her own app. She's been sponsored by Nike, by SportCheck. She's in NYX's fall ad campaign right now for their fitness gear. So that actually just came out yesterday, which is so incredible. And I sent her a message just to, you know, congratulate her. But she is doing incredible things and living out her dreams. She was in Nike's fall ad campaign last year for their fitness gear as well. And that was one of her biggest dreams and one of her biggest accomplishments, right? It was being able to show up, because she was always told that even though she was a plus size model, that her body type was not the body type for this type of modeling. And now she is out there in the world doing some of the biggest ad campaigns. And we are just like, 100% like cheering her. We are like her cheer squad 24/7, because we're just so proud of her and what she's doing, not only for herself and for her community, but for this entire industry and the message around it. So my goal for you today is to be able to walk you through these three different success tools that are going to help you see what is possible for you. So the first thing we're going to talk about is the two things that every fitness coach must know in order to be successful. Okay. So these are the two things that you must know. The second thing is we're going to talk about the simple equation that we use to have our first 34,000 plus year. And this is the same thing that we would do today. If I was launching a business, if Laura was like, if we were launching a fitness business today, this is the exact same thing that we would do right now. So nothing changes in terms of how we would operate this and how we would present it. And then the third thing that I want to share with you today are the three things that you can do today, that you can start doing right now, that can help you start your dream to becoming a certified coach. So before we get into all of that, though, I know there are some people who have been with us the entire week, hashtag all in. And then, of course, we have some people that are joining us that are new. So I want to be able to just share a little bit about us before we dive into the content. So just for anyone who doesn't know who we are, Laura Jackson and myself, we have been best friends since grade 9. So long story short, when we first met, we actually started going to the gym together, working out together. You know, if you name it, we've tried it. We tried all the different fad diets, all the different workout programs. I've done everything from belly dancing to capoeira to boot camp programs, run fit programs, like you name it, we've tried it. And the cool thing is that when we first started working out together, we did this on this path of curiosity, right? And it was this really bumpy road of just trying all these different things. But then over a few years, what happened was we fell in love with health and fitness, and it became a part of who we were. And I know you're here today because you have that same feeling inside of you of like, this is part of who I am. This is my identity. And I want to share that healthy love with the world, right? And that's exactly who we are. But we didn't go down this path. And a lot of people don't know this. And this is why I think it's important to know. We didn't go down this path right away. So we did what we thought, quote unquote, we were supposed to do. We went to school, post-secondary school, got corporate jobs, right? We did that path. And we were both working these jobs that we didn't hate. Laura was the international marketing manager for Hilton Hotels at a young age. I was the manager of sponsorship and advertising for the Toronto International Film Festival. So we had like really cool perks, really fun things going on. However, while we were going through this pathway, we lived together at the time. We used to come home from work and we were like, how was your day? And it was always like, meh. We felt so like blah about everything. And I remember one of the questions that Laura asked me, she's like, is this it? Is this all there is to life? And I was like, man, that's such a heavy question, because if it is, I don't want to live my life feeling meh. I don't want to live my life feeling like I'm just stuck in this cycle of like mediocrity, right? I want it to be exciting. I always said that I was going to live an extraordinary life, and I didn't feel like I was doing that. And so it was actually June of 2008 that changed Laura and I's life forever. So we were actually at this outdoor fitness class, and I remember this moment so clearly, because we were laying on the grass and we were doing crunches and the stars were above us and we were looking up at the stars and Nelly Furtado's Fly Like a Bird song was on and we were like doing these crunches and we looked at each other and we were like, this is what we should be doing. This is exactly what speaks to us. This is what lights us up inside. This is the thing. And I'm sure right now, like in the comments, I want you to comment and say like, yes, this is me too, because I know that this is who you are. I know that this is something when you talk about health and fitness, when you learn about it, you're showing up to Coach Week because this is the thing that lights you up inside. And this is the path. It's like everything is guiding you towards the path. It's just about taking the step, right? And so we went home from that class and we sat at our dining room table. And when we were sitting there, it was this little dining room table. And we were sitting there and we're like, okay, so what do we call ourselves? And that's actually the origin of how Fitchix was born. So we decided in that moment to launch our first bootcamp program. It started in September of 2008. We had 7 women sign up to the first class. And I've got to tell you, when those 7 women signed up, we were so nervous. We were like, should we cancel? Because it's so unnerving to try something new, to do something different. But we were like, no, we got to do it anyways. We have to see what is possible. We're like, we don't know what's going to happen. We don't know if they're going to show up. We don't know if they're going to show up and never come back. What if we really suck at this? But we're like, we got to see. And so through that whole journey, we were able to take it from 7 women to a 7-figure business. Now, this didn't happen overnight. I'm not selling you some smoke and mirrors story. This was something of trial and error. We tested and tried different strategies, different classes, different programming, different names, different branding, everything until we found the model that worked. And then once we had this model, we were able to grow our business nationwide. We were able to build at-home systems, online systems, retreats. And then through all of that, our certification programs as well. Right. And so I share this with you because I want you to know, like, it doesn't always happen right away and it doesn't always happen overnight. But the thing that you have to do is take the step, the initial step to be able to move forward towards the thing that you want the most. So what I want to share with you now is step number one. And step number one is the 2 things that every fitness coach must know in order to be successful. This is the shifts that you need to make today, or at least start the process of shifting in order to be successful. And I know Laura talked about this, but it is mindset shifts. Mindset shifts are the key for you and your clients. But I'm going to talk about them from a different perspective, because what I'm going to talk about is the mindset shifts that you need to make right now for you and for your clients. And the 2 types of mindsets that we need you to look at is your personal beliefs and your money mindset. So the personal beliefs and money mindset. And I know sometimes when I say money mindset, it can make people feel like a little tense, right? Because the idea of talking about money can sometimes make people feel uncomfortable, but I'm going to share with you how to change that thought process so that you no longer think of it like a negative thing, but it's a really positive thing. It's a positive exchange that's going to happen. So the personal beliefs, and I just, you know, I share here, Tara, you know, she said like, for her, she would have never had the confidence to be able to actually begin her business, right? Unless she took this course, unless she took our certification program, because she's like, the course was so valuable, the content, but also the confidence and the ability to be able to shift her mindset to see what was possible for her. And so that is the thing that you need to shift first, is you need to believe what is possible for you. You need to know that you have, if you have any kind of limiting beliefs, if you have any thoughts around what is possible for you, you need to look at those, identify them, and then shift those into something else. So the first thing is that you want to ask yourself and comment in the chat, What do you believe that you can achieve? What do you truly believe that you can achieve? Right? So do you believe that you can have one client? Do you believe that you can have 10 clients? Do you believe that you can build an entire empire? Right? Like Laura and I, when we sat at that dining room table and we said, what do we call ourselves? We're creating a fitness empire, right? That was the mindset that we went into it with. What is your mindset right now going into this journey of becoming a successful coach? What do you truly believe that you can achieve? The next thing that you want to look at is, do you have any limiting thoughts or beliefs? So do you have thoughts like, I can never do this? Like I said earlier, I can never do this because I am too old, or I'm not fit enough, or I've been in the same career for 25 years, or I don't have the skills to do this yet, or the market is so saturated. How am I going to find a way through that whole saturated market? How will people find me? Those are all just limiting beliefs. They're just thoughts. And the thing is that none of those thoughts are facts, right? I know, Laura, you and I've talked about this a lot, and it was this one thing that I loved so much, which is the idea that your thoughts are not facts. Everything that you believe, everything that you think is just an idea until it is actually presented as a fact, until you've actually done it. So when we were thinking about maybe not launching our bootcamp program, right? When we had those 7 women sign up, when we thought, well, what if they don't show up again? What if we're really terrible at this? That was just a thought. There was no facts to support that. And so by us teaching the class, showing up, if they didn't show up again, then that would be our data that would show to us like, hey, we need to make some shifts and changes. But instead what happened was they brought their neighbors, they brought their friends, and we grew our business really quickly. But you need to look at those thoughts and you need to say, is that based on facts or is that just based on a thought, a fear, an idea that has no proof that tells me that that is true? And can I change that thought, or can I at least move that thought out of my mind to focus on what is possible? Can I shift it to think what could be possible for me? You know, in order for us to be successful, we need to have a firm belief in what is possible, what we're truly capable of. One of the exercises I love to do is to look at other areas in your life that you've been successful. So even right now, if you're thinking, I could never do this, I could never do that, I want you to think about it and think, okay, in your lifetime, and put it in the chat, share with us, has there been something in your life that you've thought to yourself, like, oh my gosh, I could never, you know, climb that mountain, or I could never do that 5K walk, or I could never, you know, own a home, whatever it is, whatever that thought was that was really like felt so impossible. Did you have those thoughts? And then what was the outcome? And I guarantee that you have done hard things. You have done things in your life that you thought were impossible. You've made it through moments in your life, probably countless moments in your life, that you don't even know how you did it, right? You don't even know how you made it through those thoughts, how you made it through those moments. And so we have to understand that as human beings, every single one of you is so successful in your own right, right now, right today, right? In this very moment, you have been so successful in your life in so many different areas that you don't even give yourself credit for. You're not even recognizing all of the different successes that you have had. So I want you to take a minute and really reflect on that and think like, oh my gosh, yes, I have. I am successful. I can be successful. I can do things that seem impossible or that seem in my mind, in my thoughts, like I could never achieve. I know I can because I've achieved all these other things. When we reflect back and we look at other things that we've achieved, it gives us the confidence to realize we do have the skills. We do have the power. We do have the strength. We do have everything we need inside of us to be successful. So I want you to really think about that and remind yourself of that, because that's one of the most important tools that you can have to keep yourself moving towards every success that you want in your life. The other thing that I want you to also think about are all of the small victories that you've had. And I want you to think about limitless possibilities. I want you to make a list of all of the things that you want to achieve right now. So when you think about it from the lens of, I'm going to have no barriers, I'm not going to really allow myself to go there into the fear, the thoughts, the limiting beliefs. Instead, I'm going to think about limitless possibilities. What does that look like for you? Does that look like building an empire? Does that look like having an extra $1,000 a month from clients that you can help with, you know, a bit of secondary income for your family? Does it look like maybe earning enough revenue that you can travel the world, whatever it is. But what is those limitless possibilities? Create that. It's like having your own vivid vision in a way, right? Having your vision board of what you really want to create, because when you know what you want, then you go after that thing because you've already achieved other things. Like I said earlier, you know, when we started our company, when we started Fit Chicks Bootcamp, we had the fears of our own, right? Our own thoughts, our own things to work through. But we also had outside sources. And I want to share this with you because sometimes those limiting beliefs are not coming from ourselves, but they're actually coming from an outside source, whether it be friends, family, colleagues, whatever. When we told people we are going to start this fitness boot camp, we didn't have a cheering squad. We had a few people that were like, yeah, do that. But we had a lot of people in our lives that were telling us, this is crazy. Oh my God, my own father told me this is the stupidest thing I had ever heard of. That was his exact words to me. And I remember thinking like, oh my gosh, you know, maybe this is, but we're going to do it anyways. And one of the things that I like to say is I like to put on our blinders. So I always think of like horse blinders when they put those things on so they keep on track and they don't get distracted by all the outside noise. And I like doing that idea because I'm like, we just have to go for it. And so all of those people today in our lives are some of our biggest cheerleaders, right? There's some of the people that are like, you're doing incredible. We're so proud of you. And some of them don't even really know what it is that we do in our business. But the thing is that it's going to happen. You're going to have outside people trying to influence you, but that's their own fears. That's their own thoughts that they're projecting onto you. And that's why I think putting on the blinders, blocking that out, and just staying focused on what you truly want, on what speaks to your heart. What is lighting you up? What is leading you? Because when you follow that pathway, you will be successful. Now, the second part around the mindset thing that I want to talk about is the money mindset. And again, I know money mindset can make you feel a lot of ways, right? It can give us some feelings sometimes, but we have to shift that thought process. The idea is that money is how you feel, like the money mindset is about how you feel about making money, right? Comment in below and let us know, like, does making money, the idea of making money or having that money exchange, receiving money from a client, does that make you feel really nervous? Does that make you feel really anxious? Does that make you feel uncomfortable? Or does that make you feel excited? Does that make you feel proud? Does it make you feel, you know, lit up? What is it that it makes you feel? Because the money mindset piece is a really important piece when you're building a coaching business, when you want a successful coaching business. We need to have money exchange because money exchange is, you know, it's like the transaction of value, right? And so Shelly is someone who, she's a graduate of our academy. And at 51, she realized one of the things that she needed to do was create that exchange, that opportunity for herself, because she's like, at 51, she was the CEO of her household. So her daughter was off to school. She had this empty nest and she was like, I need to be able to create new opportunities. I have to find resources for myself physically because I haven't been paying attention to my own health and well-being. I need to be able to take care of my mental health and well-being because I've been so focused on my family and taking care of everybody else. And I also needed financial revenue to be able to support my family. And so that's exactly what she did. She got certified so that she could create those opportunities, but she was really looking at it from all of the lenses. And the money mindset piece is an important piece to recognize, how will this support me towards my vision, towards my goals? And understanding that money exchange, it's not a negative thing. So many times people think like, for someone to pay me, it's such a negative thing because I'm helping them. But the thing is that if we do not accept an exchange of energy, and that's really what money is, it's like somebody is paying you for the value that you're creating in their life. The value that you're creating in their life is exceptional. When you help somebody with their health and wellness, you can change the trajectory of their health for the rest of their life, right? And so when you think about it from that perspective, this is like a high value opportunity that you are giving to clients. Fitness, nutrition, wellness, supporting your clients, creating accountability and programs to help them on their journey when they feel like they've tried everything and nothing has worked, but you're giving them a new opportunity. You're literally giving them a whole new pathway to walk towards the thing that they want so much, because every single person in this world, I believe, wants health and well-being, right? it's a fundamental thing that we all crave, is to have health and well-being so that we can live long, healthy, happy lives. And so what you're doing is you're helping somebody live out that vision for themselves. And so they have to value it. And the only way that they'll value it is that there's a transaction. So you need to make sure that you are having that transaction. So rather than thinking about money as a negative thing, like, oh, I have to charge somebody, instead, can we think of it as, I'm providing this exceptional value, and in exchange, they are providing me value. And when they provide me value, which is money, I can then pay my bills, pay, you know, buy groceries, do all of the things that I need to do to take care of my health and well-being and my, you know, family, my community, whatever it is, so that I can give more. Because that's how the energy flows, right? It's like you're getting money in, you're giving money out, and then they're paying you, but you're also giving energetically as well. And you're teaching them, you're supporting them, and you're helping them on their journey. So everything is this full circle effect. When we think about it from that perspective, it makes it so much easier to accept and receive versus being uncomfortable with it, right? I want you to be open to the idea of that, because that's one of the success parts. We have to be able to be open to the idea of receiving and then giving. And this is Doug Marion. She is someone who, from a success standpoint and from a money mindset standpoint, she's shifted her money mindset completely. You know, she's someone who, when she started our certification, she actually took the certification program. She was a busy mom. She took it because she wanted to take care of her own health and well-being for her family and herself. Because she's like, I was overweight. I wasn't paying attention to my health. And I want to learn to be able to take care of my family. She took the certification, and right away, as soon as she graduated, she quit her full-time job, dove 2 feet into her business. She launched her business. Her first business was called A Green Unicorn, and she was offering group fitness classes, personal training classes, nutrition workshops. She was selling out all of her programming. But now what she's done is she's actually partnered with another one of our graduates. Her name is Kauser. And they have a business that's called BFF, which stands for Become Fit Forever. And they have this incredible online business where they are now generating between $10,000 to $12,000 a month in revenue. But they are also helping impact over 1,000 women all the time. They are consistently helping thousands of women. And they are generating income for their families, but they are also generating a ton of impact for the world. Right? You see how that works? It's so incredible. And when we shift the idea of that, it makes it so much easier to receive. So I really want you to work on shifting those thoughts immediately. So the second thing that I want to share with all of you is the simple equation that we use to create our first $34,000 year. And what we would do today? Like if I was starting a group fitness business today, or any fitness business, whether it be online or in person, if I was doing that, this is exactly what I would do, 100%, okay? The very first thing for the success equation is, and does anyone have any guesses? You can put it in the chat. But the very first thing that I would do for our success equation is, number one, focus on group fitness. Group fitness is literally like the key to success, in my opinion, when it comes to utilizing your time and energy. If you are someone, and I'm assuming majority of people in today's society, we have so many different things happening at the same time, right? We're so busy and we have like so many different hats we're wearing. And so the idea of starting a business and doing just like personal training is amazing. One-to-one connections are amazing, but they limit you in so many ways. And I know Laura talked about this earlier, but I really want to say that this is part of the success equation. Building group fitness classes allows for you to make more impact. It allows for you to help more people in your community, because now in 1 hour, you're not helping one person. You can help 3 people, 5 people, 20 people, 30 people, however big your classes you want to grow them to. It also makes fitness more accessible. Personal training can feel like a really great opportunity for someone, usually for short term, because for long term, oftentimes personal training becomes really expensive. And so when you offer group fitness, you're offering at a fraction of the cost of what personal training would be. And so it makes it much more accessible from a financial standpoint. It makes it much more accessible for people that are looking for community and engagement, right? Because now they're feeling like they're connected. Also, it makes them feel like they're less in the spotlight, which also makes it more accessible, because sometimes people don't want personal training because they don't want that exact, like someone staring down like the full lens on them at all times. But group fitness is literally the thing that allowed for us to be able to generate thousands of dollars every single month. Because when we first started our business, when we first started Fit Chicks, when we were teaching our boot camps the first year, we had our full-time jobs still. So we kept our full-time jobs and we were teaching on the side. We didn't know what Fit Chicks was going to become. And so while we were building Fit Chicks and figuring all of this out and building a business, we had our full-time jobs. So we didn't want to teach. We didn't want to burn out. We didn't want to teach like 5, 6, 7 nights a week. We taught 2 nights a week. I taught Monday and Wednesday nights from 6 p.m. until 7 p.m. That was my class. Then when that class sold out, I started teaching back-to-back classes because I didn't want to add more nights. I just wanted to add more impact. So I was teaching 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. and then 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. I had 20 women signed up for both programs and my classes were sold out. Laura had the same thing at her location. But what we were doing is we were maximizing our time and energy, taking the same class, teaching it back to back. We didn't have to create new workouts all the time. It was just allowing for us to be able to build slowly on the back end, not burn out, and also create more credibility, create more awareness for our program, create and generate revenue for our business. And the second thing that I would do is I would build a program, not just a class, right? And I know Laura talked about this on one of the days, I believe it's on day 2, but building a program, not just a class, is literally the key. And I've put this in the chat while I was chatting with all of you in Coach Week, but building a program means you are creating this entire value opportunity. So it's not just drop-in classes. Gyms have drop-in classes. The question will always be, if you are offering just classes, the question will always be, well, why would I sign up for your class instead of going to the gym? A gym membership is $50 a month. Your classes are $100 a month. Why would I take that? Or your drop-in classes are $20. I can, you know, and then they're looking at the math. What you want to do is you want to create something that is a program that encompasses so many other things, that encompasses the fitness and the nutrition and the wellness components, that gives people an entire snapshot of everything that they are missing at the gym, everything that they need to walk them towards the pathway of this end goal that they really want. And that's what a program does. A program has all of the elements included. It's not just one thing. It gives them every single piece of the puzzle that they need to reach the end goal that we know that they need as coaches, that they may not even be aware that they need, but when they see the opportunity, they'll see that it's a completely different offer. Also, when you think about it from the perspective of a market, when you think, oh, it's a saturated market, and that fear thought comes in, when you have a program that is unique and different from every gym and from every studio, and it doesn't have to have bells and whistles and all these things, it just has to be an actual structured program. When you have a program, and we teach this, of course, in the certification, how to structure that program. But when you have a program, that's what makes it so different and so unique, because everywhere else is just offering drop-in classes. There's no accountability. There's no connection. There's no community. There's nothing in addition to help support them outside of class. It's literally just a class. And so there's not a ton of value in that. So we really want to create a program, and that's 100% what I would do. You know, a class is just a class, is what I said here. And it's so true. And it's a program will actually help your clients reach their goals. And one of the number one things that you want to include in a program is accountability. Because, like, if you think about it, most clients know that if they want to get healthy, if they want to work down, if they want to reach their goals, they need to probably shift their movement. They probably need to shift their nutrition. And they know that they need to make these changes, but it's really challenging to take that step. Right. And then they start relying on motivation. And then motivation is not the thing, because motivation like fizzles out within 5 to 7 days. It'll be gone. Right. It's so hard to stay motivated when it's just like you're trying to like grind your way through it. Instead, creating accountability, creating connection, creating an understanding of why they are showing up and supporting them along that journey towards whatever their individual goal is in a group setting, and understanding how to keep people accountable so that they show up by having them pay in advance, by having them have set times so that they know they have to show up, by creating accountability where you follow up with them if they don't show up so that they feel accountable and connected and they feel like, you know, they are being seen and heard. Those are all things that are so important in a program and that are so different and unique from a class. And then the third thing that, of course, we would do is offer levels and modifications to make it an inclusive environment. If you are not offering levels and modifications, you're really doing, in my opinion, a disservice to your clients, because when you are teaching a group class, you'll have people coming to you who are starting out on their journey. You'll have people coming to you who have been training for years. How do you challenge but not overwhelm? How do you create an environment that allows for everyone to feel supported, to feel excited, to feel like they are accomplished instead of feeling defeated? We need to be able to create offers, levels and modifications to help them feel like every single person's journey matters and every single person here is welcome, right? We need to create that environment, because if we're not creating that environment, we're totally doing them a disservice. I remember going to a class once, and I was going to check out a CrossFit class. I'd never been to one and I just wanted to try it. I had a minor back injury for about a year and a half, and I knew my limitations and I was aware of my body. And I went to this class and I told the instructor at the beginning, I said, "Hey, I've got this injury and these are the things that I can't really do." And they said, "Okay, well, when we do those, you can just stand over there and wait." And that was kind of the response. And it wasn't like a traditional CrossFit, it was like a CrossFit hybrid. And I remember thinking to myself, like, well, I could do so many other things. And I didn't want to make any suggestions though, because I didn't want to be disruptive. But at the same time, I remember thinking afterwards, imagine if I was someone who was just starting out on their journey. If this was my very first experience, I would leave feeling so defeated. I would leave feeling so frustrated. And that's not what we want. We want, in this industry, we are here because we are heart-centered health coaches. We want to help people. We want to help people change their lives. And so we need to be able to support them every single step of the way. And that means that we have to understand how to support them from the very beginning all the way through to the end of their journey. We have to understand how to work with people and make things and like create environments that makes them feel like they are a part of the community, that they are connected, that they matter, right? This is so important. And so I think offering levels and modifications, it's one of the areas that we focus on strongly in our certification, because it's so, so important. This is an area, you know, and you can see this picture here of me teaching, and you can see like the diversity of a group, right? The lady in red with the hat on, she was 65. That was Louise in my class. And she was one of like the biggest inspirations in my class, because she was like, you know, everyone was like, "Oh my gosh, I want to be strong like Louise when I grow up," because she was able to do like handstand pushups and plyometric pushups and all of this. She could do things that I couldn't do because I was skilled enough to be able to offer her levels and modifications and monitor her success plan, versus other people in this class that were starting out on their journey. And I was able to help monitor their success as well, right? And support them on their journey. You have to be able to work with every single person if you're going to be offering group fitness. And this is exactly why we teach this and we offer this consistently and talk about this consistently in our programming and in any of our classes. So does that all resonate with everyone? Is everyone feeling good? I can't see the Facebook comments. So if you're commenting in there, I apologize. I know here on Zoom, I've got some thumbs up. So we're feeling good about all that. All right. So for step number three, so that was step one and step two about how to become a successful coach at any age or any stage and get started. And the third thing that I want to talk about today is the three things that you can do today to start your dream of becoming a certified coach. Okay. These are the three simplest things that you can do right now to get you started. So the first thing that you want to do is you want to decide your pathway. So deciding your pathway means figuring out which road, and you don't have to know the outcome. You don't have to know the outcome or the end result that you desire, but you have to figure out your pathway. And what I mean by pathway is I want you to think about which road you want to take. Yay, I'm so glad you love it. Thank you. You know, like for example, this is Khadija, and Khadija always knew that she wanted to create a fitness and faith program, right? For her, she really wanted to create a program that was based on the pillars of mind, body, and spirit. That was what was so important to her. So take a step back and think to yourself, what does that pathway look like for you? What is so important to you? right? Maybe it is those same three pillars. Maybe it is a holistic approach. Maybe it is that you want to take, you know, more around, like, for example, back here, you know, like Starla, she wanted to be able to create a pathway to help military spouses and members. Shannon wanted to make an inclusive programming. So she wanted to create apps so she could have no barriers to outside of her community, right? Like there's so many different pathways to think about, but I want you to think about it from that lens, because when you know what connects with you and what's important to you, then you can figure out the next step of the pathway, which is figuring out and realizing that it doesn't have to be an or game. So many times people think of, I'm going to become a fitness coach, and put in the comments and let me know, like, have you ever thought to yourself, in order for me to be successful or in order for me to get certified or to become a coach, I have to then give up X, Y, and Z. I have to quit my job, or I have to, you know, I have to wait until my kids are grown up because I have to do this, or I have to wait until I reach this certain point. The thing is that that's an or thought, right? And so many times we think of making a big decision as it has to be this or this, this or this. But really, everything is an and opportunity in life, right? When you think about it, when you think about even yourself right now, you're not just one thing. You're not a one-dimensional human being. You have so many different dimensions to you. There's so many different things that make up the human being that you are. For example, like for me, it's like, I'm not just the co-founder of Fit Chicks Academy. I'm also a mom. I'm also a wife. I'm also a friend. I'm also, you know, all of these different things, right? So like a trainer and a yogi and all of these things, right? So when we think about it from that perspective, why do we think that in order for us to make a decision like this, it has to be or? When I told you earlier, when Laura and I started Fit Chicks Academy, we didn't start it. We had our full-time jobs for a year. It wasn't just like, okay, well, we want to start this, so we have to quit our jobs and do this. You can do that. 100% you can. We've had so many graduates do that. But we've also, we took the path of, we're going to do our full-time jobs and build this side business and see what happens, right? It can be an and game. It doesn't have to be an or game. So then the second thing that you have to decide after your pathway of like what resonates with you and what is kind of the vision of what you want to create, the second thing you have to think is this going to be a full career change for you? Or is this going to be a part-time pathway? Or is this going to be a side hustle or passion project? The difference between part-time and side hustle, I always think of it like part-time is I'm doing this consistently week after week after week, and I'm building and growing. Side hustle or passion project is kind of like one-offs, maybe like retreats, or maybe it's just in the summer I'm going to do this, or maybe just in the fall and winter when my family's in school, my kids are in school, I'm going to do this. And then in summer, I take a break. Maybe it's a flip between those two, but it's something like that. But you want to try and sort of decide, what does that pathway look like? And that pathway can shift and change like it did for Laura and I. It started off as a part-time pathway, this thing that we were doing on the side to create and see what was possible. And after just over a year, I think it was about like 16 months, we quit our full-time jobs. What we like to say is we traded in our suits for sweats. And I literally have never went back, right? We've never stepped foot in an office again, other than teaching corporate wellness programs. But we have lived in sweats ever since. And so it can shift and change. But what do you want to do right now? What is that vision for you right now? And put it in the comments. Let us know. What is that vision for you right now today? And this is Cheryl. And, you know, for Cheryl, she wanted to do something part-time. So she had her full-time job and she was like, I want to do this part-time. And by her just generating a part-time program that she built out, it was a group program. After 4 months of offering her group fitness program, she was able to generate enough revenue to cover all of her personal costs for an entire year. Think about that. That's like mind-blowing, right? Part-time work covering all expenses for a year. Imagine what that could do for your life right now. Imagine how that would feel to be able to genuinely stand there and say, oh my gosh, in 4 months, 6 months, even a year, I've been able to generate enough revenue to be able to cover this. Like when we started our company, we were able to teach part-time, put money back into our business and save enough money to cover both of our salaries for an entire year. right? That's when we decided to trade in our suits for sweats, when we had enough money in the bank to cover both of our salaries for an entire year so we could build and really dive into our business without having any financial worries for one whole year and see what was possible, right? To build our business out of abundance and not scarcity. But think about how impactful that could be in your life. When I was teaching bootcamp classes, I know I mentioned earlier, I was teaching back-to-back classes, right? And so was Laura, but I'm just going to talk about it from my perspective. But I was teaching classes Monday and Wednesday nights from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m., 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. It was a fitness program that people bought. And when they bought the program, I was teaching 4 hours a week. So those classes, they were 4 hours a week. We charged $159 a month for the 4 weeks. I had 20 women in my first class, 20 women in my second. I was generating over $6,000 a month in revenue. Imagine how much that could change your life right now. Or if you cut that in half, say that you only run one class time slot from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. or whatever time slot you're going to work. And then say you only had 10 clients. That would still be, if you were charging the same rate we were, that's still over $1,500 a month. That is in anybody's life, that is a major impact, right? So it doesn't have to be like, this is obviously the maximum that we were generating was like over $6,000, but that was 40 members. But even if you say, okay, I can find 10 members in my community, I can find 10 people to sign up for my program, and you can generate $1,000 to $1,500 a month by teaching and doing something you love, by spreading healthy love, by sharing that message of what is possible. It's amazing, right? Now, the second thing that you want to do is you want to get clear and you want to get focused, right? Focus, like laser focus. Getting clear and focused means that I want you to decide. So you're deciding, okay, what is my pathway? You're deciding, am I doing this all in right away? Or am I going part-time? Am I going to do this on the side, just like a small side project to see what's possible? What does that look like for me, right? And then you got to figure out, okay, what is it that I'm going to be offering? And what is the one thing I want to be known for? I know you might have a million ideas. I get it, right? I have an ideas book. Get an ideas book. Write your ideas down. List them out. Say, these are all my different ideas that I have, and this is what I want to create, so that you don't forget them, so that you have those ideas for later. But you want to create one of them. You want to think about, what is the one thing, once I'm certified, once I have all of the credentials in place, what is the one thing that I know will resonate with me the most? Of course, obviously, we're going to say a group fitness program because we want to maximize your time and energy and make more impact in the world. But decide, what is the thing that you want to create? What does that look like? And once you know what that looks like, and you don't have to know all of the details right now, you don't want to dive into like this nitty gritty detail, but you want to have an idea of that. Then what you want to do is you want to, once you're certified, build that out, execute that and execute it well. When we started our company, that's all we focused on. We were laser focused on our bootcamp program. That's all we did. Bootcamp, bootcamp, bootcamp. We thought about, how do we make it better? How do we market it better? How do we bring in more clients? How do we get them more results? How do we fix all of these things to make it so exceptional? And then once we had it, then we were like, okay, what's the next idea in the idea book? Oh, it's taking it online. Okay, let's do that. And then what was the next thing? Okay, it's retreats. Let's do that, right? So it's focusing on one thing and becoming so well before you start building on your success plan. You can have an entire idea list, but focus on the one thing and start building that success, because you don't want your focus to be a million different places, right? You want it to be just focused on one area, do it really, really well, and then continue to build from there. With our certification, because you're getting certified in group fitness, personal training, nutrition coaching, and wellness coaching, you have all of the pieces of the puzzle to create an amazing program that encompasses fitness, nutrition, and wellness. So you can create this exceptional program that stands out in the market, that is super unique, that gets your clients incredible results, that touches all of your passions, right? The things that you are passionate about and that you want to share with the world. And it's fulfilling sort of that need inside to be able to create and offer all of these things, but in one place. So we're giving you all of the tools on purpose because we want to give you everything so that you have a holistic fitness program to be able to offer to your clients. And then, of course, the final thing that you need in order to become a successful coach and that you can do today is, of course, to get the skills that you need to be successful, right? To get the skills. If you are passionate about health and fitness, if you know that this is the pathway for you, if you are ready to be able to start coaching clients, if you're ready to be able to step into that leadership role, or you're even just ready to start getting educated to see if this is the role for you. Thank you so much for listening to Fit Chicks Chat. We hope that you enjoyed today's episode, and please remember to visit www.fitchicksacademy.com for more details on our summer fast track programs, including our fitness and nutrition expert certification and our holistic nutrition health coaching certifications. We look forward to welcoming you to the Academy, and we will see you again next week for Fit Chicks Chat.
Thanks for listening to the Fit Chicks Chat podcast. Want more healthy love? Visit www.fitchicks.com for amazing resources, free workouts, recipes, tips, and so much more to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life, inside and out.